I'm Steve Miller reporting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the White House is reviewing an emergency proposal to stop migrant families from being separated.
The administration suggested yesterday it would oppose any fix aimed solely at the separations, but it says today it's looking at a bill introduced by Senator Ted Cruz. He's among Republicans increasingly joining Democratic calls to stop the separations. Two immigration bills the House will vote on this week are likely to fail, and top Trump ally Mark Meadows says he'll introduce another as a backup. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China Tuesday threatened comprehensive measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff hike, raising the possibility Beijing may target operations of American companies. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports President Trump has two disputes with China.
One is about the broader issue of the size of the Chinese trade surplus with the United States. The Chinese leadership has already said that they're willing to discuss reducing that. The second dispute is more focused. It's about the Chinese technology policy and complaints that the Chinese government steals or forces foreign companies to hand over technology in exchange for market access.
Trump's announcement fueled fears that economic losses limited so far by companies hit by U.S. or Chinese tariff hikes might spread if the dispute chills global trade. Beijing, in turn, warned about $50 billion of retaliatory penalties on U.S. goods. U.S. stocks slumped on Tuesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average erasing its gains for the year, as markets were rattled by a sharp escalation of the trade dispute between the United States and China. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Beijing, where he is likely to brief Chinese President Xi Jinping on his summit with U.S.